You are now listening to part 2 of episode 50, season 4 of the Ads Vice podcast. We had so much great tips that we couldn't just give you one episode. So in this one, we go into more detail about our journey and just document the lessons and the losses that contributed to where we are right now, all to help you avoid falling into the pitfalls that we fell into. So get comfortable, get seated, turn the volume up and enjoy.
They call you the millennials.
The burnout generation.
Millennials have it too easy.
The stress caused by anxiety, work ethic, and even childhood.
Millennials.
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 Blame it on the millennials.
You are now listening to the AdSvice podcast with Ade and Benita.
And we're back. And in this episode, we're basically going to be documenting the AdSvice journey so far. As we mentioned before, like the podcast, we're big on talking about things that don't get discussed often. And I think one of those things are people talking about their L's or like the lessons or the failures that they've had. I personally think like we should all be talking about failure a little bit more, because I think failure means or leads to experience. And yeah, I just feel like people don't talk about it enough, and I feel like it's good that I think it's good if we address some of the things that we've learned on our journey, which will hopefully help you guys in your like future ventures or current ventures.
For sure. And really and truly, before we can even talk about our L's, it'd be good just to recap on the journey to 50 episodes, because we've been doing AdSvice for a few years and learned a few things along the way. So do you want to kick off your take, or
I was thinking about this the other day actually, but so I can't even remember how many years it's been a few.
AdSvice was officially registered as a business, and I'm going to talk about that a bit later on, in 2016.
That seems like such a long time ago. Yep. I was actually working in retail still then.
That's crazy.
But yeah, 2016. So it started off as well, like it was Ade's idea, but like we had a conversation about it, and I was like, this is something that I've always wanted to do as well. So it was like, why don't we just collaborate or whatever, or work together on it?
Yeah. And like, it wasn't even a podcast then. Because we're both bloggers. Well, I'm a very infrequent blogger. And it was just about, imagine if there was a space where you could share tips and just share valuable content on a different categories, but it's curated by the people that it's for. So a bunch of contributors coming together to pool their ideas, and like people can benefit from it. That was the idea. Benita thought it was like a great idea, and we just went from there.
Yeah, and then we basically
had a whole bunch of contributors.
We had so many
There were so many people that, if you think about it, that are rocking with us from day one. There are people. Just a few of, I'm trying to think of, we had Yemi used to talk about
money.
Shout out Any Core Blimey, she's the fitness tips.
Yeah.
Move with Dorian done travel.
Yeah.
Malika had food. Yeah, at one point we had food. Food was a big category for us. We had Natasha, of course.
Yeah.
Lifestyle and travel blogger. There were so many people, and apologies to anyone that we forgot.
The team grew, and then it kind of...
Yeah, and we can't even talk about the journey without shouting out people like Natasha, who from day one has been helping grow AdSvice. And like I said, back then, it was a blog. And as you can kind of hear in that little summary, like we spoke about so many different things. Mm. And even from then, the kind of writing was on the wall that this might not be the most sustainable thing, because... Yeah. We didn't really have a clear focus.
No.
We were given tips worth sharing, but
it
was one minute you could be talking about chicken wings, and next minute you're talking about money management. Like, legit.
There was no niche. And I think we all like put a lot of time into it and stuff like that, because we all really believed in it. And not to say that we didn't do anything successful, because we've had loads of events. And to be fair, a lot of the people who started with us or like our contributors are now doing big things.
Yeah.
Yep. So like, and we've put a lot of people on as well from the platform. So
yeah. And that's another thing, another lesson /L that I'd like to talk about. But yeah, so we were, I guess even describing what we were was hard because it was like we were a social enterprise blog slash it was all over the place, but we had a team and we met regularly. We knew what we wanted to do, and from the blog we also thought about, I'm trying to think what happened first. Was it the podcast or was it events?
No, it was events first.
Before the podcast?
Yeah.
So Push came, no, the Contributor Link Up.
It was the Contributor Link Up was the first event that we had.
Yes, and that was just to recognize everyone that was.
So good.
That though. Was, what was the,
it was basically just a group, a link up for all the contributors and potential contributors or people who might want to know more about it. And we basically had people talking, like I spoke about SEO, I think
people it was just basically the live version of what the blog was going to be about, but everyone who had contributed to it was invited to come and kind of eat with us, chill, get to know each other and just share tips. That was a great event.
I think it was good. I think it was the start of a really good, like really growing community.
Shout out Ola as well at that point. Ola at Your Girl, she was also part of the team and helping, kind of doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes just because she saw the potential in it, which was epic.
And then we started planning Push.
Was that before or after the podcast?
I don't know what one came first. I think
there was the podcast. I think it was the podcast.
If you think about it, been in this game for a while.
Shout out Jamelia Donaldson, because like I said, I've been an infrequent blogger for a long time. And she basically said one day, why don't you do podcasts? I didn't even really know what podcasts were back then.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing. Because
she listened to a lot of podcasts, American podcasts, and she was like, "No, like, do it."
Jamelia has always been ahead of the curve, man.
Always. And I remember I was meeting up with her. It might have even been just in like an informal link up. And as we're talking, I was like, "Oh, let me record this because it would be easier than doing a blog." That's how the podcast was started.
Mad.
Literally, she was episode one.
Yeah.
So it was crazy when she commented today on the post like, "Oh, you guys are consistent." I'm like, do you know the journey that we've been on? But it's kind of cool how it all came full circle. So at one point, we're on the blog front. We're talking about food, travel, lifestyle, dating, money, you name it. As well as we have now have a podcast. And at the time, to start, it was just me and each episode. And I used to do the podcast in like bars. Like everywhere you shouldn't do a podcast. And that was the thing. And it was like, oh, it's kind of edgy because you can hear people in the background. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I was recording with my phone. But it's mad because that used to get a lot of listens back then. So shout that out. And then shout out Naomi J, because I remember we had the conversation. We're like, it would make more sense to have a co-host.
Mm.
And then we had Naomi J. She joined for a bit. And that kind of started off the whole co-host two people on the podcast front from about episode I forget, we've been in the game for a long time, and then she left us, and then Benita came, because we got to the point where we're like, I think we were trying to streamline what AdVice was about, because we were like, we can't just do everything. So then we created the two little sub brands. We had AdVice for You, which was the personal stuff.
Yeah, and AdVice for Brands.
Which was meant to be for like business. You're laughing
when
now.
When I think back, I'm just like, what the hell?
We did not make it easy for ourselves.
We were doing a madness, because if I had the same, but this is the thing, like we didn't have the same knowledge that we have now that we then. So it's easy for us to look back now. We're both like further in our careers, meaning we understand a lot more about, and we understand a lot more about business or whatever. But like, had we not gone through all of that, we might not be thinking this right now. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's. I guess this is the first official tip that you can kind of take from this. Yeah. Like, start small, because we literally tried to do a lot of stuff. And as you can, we're even struggling trying to remember all the stuff we were doing. And we can only imagine what our audience was thinking. But with that being said, people were effing with us. And like, the brand was getting built.
A massive community of people that were like constantly coming to our events and whatever. We sold out events. We had no issue selling out our events. Like,
we had our big first. It's crazy. We went from like a very small, like 20 odd people having chicken to like 100 people.
Yeah.
Speakers, workshops in AdVice, Push. Yeah, that was, which is, it seemed like that such was a long time just ago.
Such a sick event, though. Yeah. Like, even now, like, you think back and you think, I can't believe that we actually pulled that off.
Yeah, shout out all of our. We had Azriah Harvey, Bola Soul, Bola Awani, Jamelia, and myself as speakers. Yeah. We also had people doing little workshops. So we had Nina doing CVs. We had the SAIE Mental Health Organization. Oh, yeah, we also had, if I forgot, I apologize. We also had Jalade. He was doing a photography and filmmaking, a one-to-one little masterclass. Like, we had so many cool things going on. Benita's getting a little tear in her eye.
No, it's like, it's just, it's proper nostalgic because it feels like a long time ago. It wasn't even that long ago, was it, really? A couple years. Like, it feels like such a long time ago.
Yeah, and that, we were doing that, and then we've jumped all over the place, but just before Push, we had a rebrand. Mm. Because at one point, my face was the logo for AdsVice.
Yeah.
And then it was like a random logo that I'd done on, to be fair, I literally, here's tip number two. Until you know better, work with what you have. And like, a lot of the stuff, everything from podcasting to design, these aren't things that I do naturally, but you kind of just have to pick it up to learn, just because I didn't have the means or the access or the knowledge to do it. So it's crazy how fast stuff's come along. But we had an idea and we knew that we wanted to kind of, if we could just have a more uniform look, we thought that would be a good stepping stone for us. So then we worked with Start Tech, who helped us come up with our amazing logo, which is now still being used today. And it's even the logo, like, there's some people that don't even understand, like, there's a lot of thought that even went into what that logo represents. And sometimes I get people asking, like, oh, like, it's an A and it's like a speech bubble, and I'm like, yeah, but it's also like the Wi-Fi sharing sign. It's also like, there's so much stuff going on. Like,
I think at that point, like, after the rebrand,
he leveled up for sure.
It was like it was like everything made sense. Yeah. It was like, now we're gonna start doing. Do you know what I mean? And I just feel like that people underestimate how important it is to, like, have your brand proper or have good visual branding. Yes.
Yeah. I remember the day when we launched, like, we launched it on Twitter and the website and everything, and like, looking back at it, the website wasn't even that amazing, but the response was just overwhelming because it looked professional. It looked good. It looked, you know what I mean? It looked high quality. And even though then we were still doing a lot of different things in terms of what we were talking about, the branding was consistent. That's one thing people always said about us. Always. Like, you knew when we were talking, and you knew because we had a very...
And even now, like, when people see orange, they're like, yeah, that's what I think of.
Exactly. Like,
people associate the color orange.
Yeah, we can't even wear that color without people making a comment about it. Yeah,
exactly. Which and is that's amazing. Just like, a lot of it, not in an unintentional, I think it was all very intentional, but like, you just don't, you underestimate the impact that it will have.
Mm-hmm. And like, along the journey, of course, we keep talking about we had a team and that team changed. That in itself was a very interesting process for me because AdsVice was something like a brainchild. I knew what I wanted. I knew I had an idea for something, but how to get there was never clear. Mm. And obviously when Benita came on, it really showed me the value of just having people with a shared interest and a shared vision. Mm. However, there also came the flip side to that, because I remember at one point not realizing the importance of, like, it's one thing to have people on the team doing stuff, but if people aren't playing to their strengths, then it's pointless. Mm. And I remember at one point, like, we were all doing stuff because stuff had to be done, but some of us weren't even doing things. I remember at one point, I can't remember what you were doing at the start, but I remember you weren't even playing to your strengths at the first time. And like, I remember, it got to a point where, like, you start wondering, like, oh, like, are you actually down? And then some people have their own interests and own things to go after. And like, that in itself, I don't know what it was like for you, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember all the details.
I remember it vivid.
Because obviously, like, for me, it was just like, I don't know, it was up and down. Like, when you're working on something and you're not sure where it's going to go and you're putting a lot of time into it, it's like...
Yeah, because we used to meet, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, we used to meet often.
For a few hours.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you know, is this kind of, like, worth my time? You know, I feel like everyone goes, like, regardless of what you're working on, you always go through that those points where you're just like, should I keep doing this or should I not? Like, do you know what I mean? Because the end destination isn't clear. And so you just get a bit bogged down when things aren't going the way you expect them to. But I feel like you just got to stick at it all the time. Like,
and I think it's also safe to say, because there was a time when you was like, to correct me if I'm wrong, but I do recall when you were like, this is your baby and I'm down for it. And I think there was a time when it changed to, this is ours.
Mm.
What was that process like for you?
I think when I became co-founder.
Yeah.
Because like... I don't know, like, obviously, I feel like for a lot of people on the team, it was very much like, this is your thing and we're working on it because it was your name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But I feel like over the years, AdsVice has become, it's become really detached from you.
But and that's,
it's a standalone word now.
No, that's one of the key lessons that I want to tell people as well. So as I said, when I started, I only rejoined Twitter because I had this idea for AdsVice, but it was only me. So my face was, I was literally AdsVice. That was my handle.
Mm.
But at no point did I want to be the face of the brand because I wanted the brand to be much bigger than whatever knowledge I had. So it was a very conscious decision to kind of move away from that. And that was part of the rebrand. And I'm glad you said it now, because for me, like, AdsVice is something completely separate to me, as it should be, because AdsVice is not on my passport.
Yeah, but I feel like
but you definitely had that. Yeah, to that
point, and like obviously being a co-founder, whatever. I feel like then I don't know. Yeah, I feel like joining the podcast was like a big thing for me as well, because initially I was like, oh no, I just don't.
It's really so funny to. Because so this is how you know that we were all over the place, because you was on the team. But you weren't on the podcast.
Mm.
And you was actually about to launch your own podcast.
I wanted to launch my own podcast. Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that?
And then I ended up...
I was beefing you.
Yeah. And then I ended up joining. And now this is my favorite thing about everything. I love doing a podcast.
Yeah. We spoke about... I'm just trying to think about the journey. We spoke about branding. Consistency... It's definitely been an interesting theme, because to a lot of people, we're very consistent.
Yeah, but I don't feel like if you go back and listen to some of the AdsVice podcast, like, we've been saying like, oh, we're going to make changes, or like, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, or whatever. And I feel like we've appeared to be consistent because we're constantly doing things. But for us, we're constantly changing them, or we've constantly changed our mind about what it is we want to be. Like, after that time, Bola introduced us to Gimlet podcast, and we just listened to the whole of the Gimlet seasons or whatever. And then it was like, we should do a podcast like that. And it's like, we should change the podcast. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
There was that period of time where we were just like, okay, how do we make money from AdsVice? And like,
that's a good, you actually... Yeah, how can I forget? There was a time when we were like, what? We spoke about money. That was a time when we were like, okay, this is all great and that, but there's a lot of time being spent here. How are we making money?
Yeah.
Because events weren't ever going to be frequent enough for them to do that.
Yeah.
Monetizing content is very problematic in this current climate.
Mm-hmm.
That created a lot of issues. And another lesson... that I learned along the way, /L, was I mentioned Jamelia. Shout her out again. She obviously is this, she's on Forbes, she's doing bits.
Mm.
When she incorporated and registered a business in Treasure Trust, I remember her saying to me, have you not registered AdsVice? And I was like, no. And I remember that conversation. I felt as if you're not serious.
Mm.
You're not a serious business unless you registered.
Yeah.
But... even though I should know better because I studied business management, the amount of stress that came along with that was definitely a big L.
Because
the minute you register as a business, you now need to file taxes. And to do that, unless you know what you're doing, you need to pay an accountant.
So
that in itself set me back over a grand.
Mad.
Over a grand just on paying someone. Just on paying someone to tell me that I didn't make any money.
And this is the thing, like, everyone, obviously, Jamelia obviously gave you that advice because she, I guess she...
It worked for her.
Yeah, it worked for her, and she probably made some assumptions about advice or whatever that led her to give you that advice. But on the internet, all of the time, like, you get business advice from people, and it's like, oh, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. And it's like, you can't succumb to the pressure because... At the end of the day, like, you have to know what works for you and where you're at and your...
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, like, obviously doing Make Your Mark and all the, like, the side hustle stuff or whatever, it was like, I was stressing about registering, and then I was like, I ain't doing that. I'll submit my taxes as self-employed. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I was like, I don't want to feel pressured into doing anything that I then have to kind of fork out for or whatever. And so it's like, you just have to understand. But I only knew that because you had already learned that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's the funny, like, you know, when they say, oh, so-and-so walked so that the other person could fly. Yeah. Like, I literally felt like that because there were I made a lot of costly mistakes, and I was able to kind of tell you, don't do this, don't do that, because I didn't want you to have to lose your money. So definitely a tip that we would definitely say is, when it comes to business advice, like, take as much as you can, but just also be aware that someone else's predicament might be completely different to yours. And trying to better yourself or better your business could actually set you back a bit.
Mm. Apply it to your situation or where you are now. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, don't do it. Like,
100%. I'm trying to think along the journey. So we were there, we've done Push, and then we still got the team. We're just doing our thing. And I remember me being a serial tweeter and being very emotional, just ranting about the fact that, and this is kind of what sparked the new direction of Adsvice, just ranting about the fact that everybody is online pretending to have their shit together, but we're all winging it. And I was just, like, having a rant saying, like, I don't have my shit together. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm expected to be that I don't. Like, and I remember as I was tweeting, people were just, like, saying, yeah, like, I agree. And people that were commenting, like, they agree, were people that seemingly had their shit together.
Yeah.
And I remember I was just like, you know what? How cool would it be if there was a space where we could literally just come together and just talk about this shit? Like, for real, and not have to worry about curating our feeds and, you know, how it seems. And that kicked off Let's Talk, which is our flagship event series. We haven't done one in a while, but essentially it's where we put people in a room to talk about the stuff that doesn't get spoke about enough.
Yeah.
With a big focus on mental health.
Yeah. We've had mental health, had money, we've had relationships, we've done a few.
Getting on a property ladder, all types of stuff. And we also made a conscious decision to focus on men, just because although we've had events for both and events for just for women, we know that there's a big gap. There's not a lot of spaces, safe spaces for men to do that.
Mm.
And my next lesson / tip for you guys would be aware that imitation happens, and it's not flattering, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh, the amount of people
flattering
who have, like, I don't want to say, like, copied, but...
So one thing that I will say, we've definitely been copied,
yeah,
in the sense of our format before. I could be wrong, but as far as I was aware, there wasn't any / many spaces like ours where it was very simple. You speak openly, you network, not even network, you just speak openly, have food and beer, and go home. One thing in hindsight, although the name Let's Talk is great, I wish we'd come up with a completely...
But there was nothing at that point that was similar.
Maybe not, but that's definitely not the first time that phrase Let's Talk has been used.
Yeah, it's not. But what I'm saying is that I don't know if there was an event series like ours called Let's Talk, but after we did it, there was event series...
Yeah, there was, and it's like if you're then gonna copy, at least be original with it. It's like, literally they just ripped the name Let's Talk.
Or pay homage, do you know what I mean? Because it's because it happened with Make Your Mark as well. Like, there was things I put out, and then
next thing you know, there's a vision board party.
There's a vision board. Everyone's doing vision board parties now. The vision board party, or like the round tables, I was gonna do. Like, someone else did it, and it was just like, yeah, people really have no shame.
And that brings me on to my next point. When you're on your journey with whatever you're doing, don't be disheartened, because people notice, no matter how small you think you are.
Yeah.
There's not a week that goes by or month that goes by that Benita in particular doesn't get stopped at a random family function, work event, it. And like, hey, you're Benita from
Last Fast Podcast. Happened yesterday. It's crazy. And like, again, this is like a whole nother episode, but how you then deal with that kind of, especially when it becomes more, when it happens more often, it's just like, yeah, how you deal with that is another thing, but that's not another episode. But yeah, it's crazy, because like, but those are the things, like, I was literally at, the maddest one is when I was at, I was doing a panel for work at my workplace to some like potential apprentices, and someone in the audience called out. She's like, oh, I love your podcast. And I was just like, oh my.
Luckily, you've got a workplace that celebrate you.
Yeah, luckily, yeah, I do. But it was just crazy that just some random person.
That's crazy.
Random. So
she already knows you from something
else.
And
she already knows me from something else, and I'm there talking to her at work.
That's dope, though.
It's good. It is good. But it's just like I said, like, there's another time in a very, in a space, when it's in spaces that you're like, oh, I kind of just want to come in here, do what I need to do, and then leave. It gets a bit annoying, because it's like, where are those boundaries? But anyway,
it is, but of course, anyone that's listening that's doing their own thing, whatever that is, and if you're in the public eye, you need to also be aware of, and I'm saying that, we are nobodies in this, in a big world. But like, you've had situations where you're in a very specific mindset or mission, like you're on a certain mission, and you've been spoken to or approached for to do with advice, and it hasn't actually been received. I guess you didn't appreciate it at the time.
No, I didn't. But then at the same time, I have to change my mindset. If I'm going to do this and I'm going to be in a public space and do something for people in the of the public, like, I can't be mad then when they when they show me recognition.
100%.
You know what I mean? And I have to keep that same energy.
100%.
So. Yeah.
Along the way, we've spoke about it a few times. We've done a lot of stuff with other people. So with the blog, we had... it was a platform where essentially people would come in, share their tips, would give them awareness, because suddenly you've got, I don't know, 12, 20 people who are all aligned to the same brand, retweeting, sharing, commenting, reading to their followers. What that soon meant was, and this is a lesson, one of our biggest L's, what that soon meant is there were people who were coming on, getting the benefits of the Advice audience that was growing platform. Yeah. And then once they reached what they needed to do,
they were out.
They were out.
No hard feelings as well.
No hard feelings.
But like, I feel like we really could have done that better. And again, we weren't in that mind frame.
We was like, cool, yeah, calm. But we weren't thinking, okay, like, then what?
But there was a point we did sit down and talk about how do we contract these people.
Yeah.
We did think about it, but we just didn't do it. But like, it would have been good. We would have been making some money right now.
Yeah, and it's something to think about if you're doing, whenever you're working with other people, just be really clear in terms of the value exchange. And just be very, just try and think long term. Because it's all great now. Oh, we're friends, we're doing this. But, and it brings me on to my next point. People change when they get a bit of recognition or a bit of fame. Not everyone, but we've definitely encountered things where we've someone who we've known from when we were smaller or they were smaller suddenly changes based on they're getting a little bit more attention, or they feel as if they don't need us anymore. And that's just something to, I guess, not take personal, but it's hard when in this kind of business, whatever you want to call it, there's so many like me and you, we met from this, but we've developed a friendship. So it's very hard to be like, it's business, it's not personal.
Yeah, and this is the thing. But for me, like, that's why I'm very like picky about who I say is my friend, because like, there's people I know that I've met on the internet, and like, I would probably never invite them to my house. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, but they would probably call me their friend. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But for me, I'm just like, we're not friends. We're just acquaintances. Like, if I can't bring you around my family, we're not friends. I don't bring anyone around my family. So if you bring around my family, just know you're my friend. Like,
yep.
that kind of way. But yeah, and that's why, like, there's when I meet people from the internet or whatever, like, I have to take that relationship with a pinch of salt, because I'm just like, these days people move mad, and I just don't have time to be like investing myself into people and building relationships with people for them to blow up and get a few retweets and then start moving funny.
100 Oh my gosh. No, yeah. I completely hear you. And again, talking about the journey, one thing that I've learned is the importance, bearing in mind, everything we do is very much invested in social media.
Yeah.
And without social media, in particular Twitter, AdSvice would not be where it was. Literally. Because shout out Benita. It was literally Benita telling me the importance of Buffer and Hootsuite and the fact that, like me, I used to think, okay, I've wrote a piece of content, I've shared it. Why is it not getting retweeted? Yeah. Like, you need to continually share and find when it's most relevant and most poignant. Mm. So us literally having scheduled tweets and making sure that we were also interacting with people literally grew our following from nothing to what it is now. And considering we are not the most prolific tweeters on the AdSvice account,
yeah,
which is something we should change.
Yeah, probably.
But it's working for us at the moment. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But that's interesting. But my point was, when you're so invested in social media for what you do, for your case, in work, and that's also outside of work, it's super important to learn to take breaks from social media.
Mm.
Like, for me, it took the passing of my uncle to force me to take a break. I just deleted my social media apps and just took a break, because it's crazy. Death will quickly show you how, even if your world stops, the real world continually moves, like nothing's changing.
Yeah.
And just the importance of kind of switching off and not letting yourself get distracted by the mayhem that is the internet and social media, and just the constant pressure that everyone's doing bits and you're somewhat behind. Mm. Now I don't have any social media notifications on.
No, I don't either.
I just prefer to not know and to be out of the loop, and I definitely encourage people to take breaks where appropriate.
Saying that, I have no social media notifications, but I still spend like 12 hours a week.
Yeah, yours is wild. Yeah, 12 right. hours just on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just Instagram. Yeah. So what's your total?
My total screen time.
Yeah.
Let me check.
That's actually, my one makes me sick sometimes, but yours is.
Mine's ridiculous. Like, I had to put a.
You put like a control on it.
Yeah, I had to put a control on Instagram. I ignore it more time, but still. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, let's do last week. Go on. What's your per day?
Per day, 6 hours and 43 minutes.
Mine's 6 hours, 33 minutes.
Weekly total, 47 hours.
Mine's 45, basically 46 hours.
26 minutes and 26 hours and 53 minutes are spent on social media. That's so bad. Oh my god, and only 2 hours on productivity. I need to fix that.
Yeah, my biggest one is WhatsApp. 12 hours, 37 minutes.
No, 16 hours, 35 minutes on Instagram. Yes. And 5 hours. Mine's
7 hours on Instagram.
Mad. I'm spending too much time on Instagram. TikTok is making its way up there as well. 47 minutes.
Anyway,
I don't know how we digress.
That is an important reason why you need to learn how to take breaks from social media. I think we've spoke quite a lot about some of the lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get into some of your biggest L's? Because we don't talk about our L's enough.
So for me personally, like, I linked my, when I was thinking about this, I linked my L's to my lessons.
Okay.
So I feel like I've kind of mentioned some of them, but I think in just general, like, are we talking about generally or just AdSvice?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both. Let's share.
I don't have many L's in life because I'm a winner. That was hilarious.
Tumbleweed came in and just left. Tumbleweed came in the studio and left.
But if I'm thinking about it in regards to like advice, like making mark, I don't know, like I feel like not recognizing the red flags. So like when I say that, I mean, I remember vividly one time, I think it was like, we went to the Tear Dusk event actually, and we met someone and they asked us about advice, and then you was like, go on, Benita, tell them what advice is. And I was just like, nope. I just walked away. Not because I didn't want to, but just because I didn't know what to say. And it's just like, I feel like that was a red flag that we ignored like so much. Like when we were like, oh, so what are we? What like we need to come up with like a one liner to so we can like describe ourselves to people. And I just feel like we never ever got to a point where, except now, like I feel now's the clearest we've ever been.
What are we?
Now we're a podcast. We're a podcast and we talk about the things that don't get spoken about enough.
Okay.
That is literally what we are. And yeah, I feel like back then we didn't have a clear idea. We'd be like, yeah, we're... I don't even remember at this point, but there was just so many things that we were that we couldn't pin it down.
It's a content hub for guidance and recommendations, the tips worth sharing.
That was one. But then it kept changing, it evolved, and then it was like, I don't really know how to. And it's like, if you can't now, if you've got a venture or whatever, and you can't look at someone who your audience
pitch.
Are.
You need to elevate a pitch.
Yeah, and you can't say, this is what it is. In like a couple of sentences, you can't describe exactly what you either sell or what you do or whatever, then you need to go back to the drawing board. Like, I feel like that is one of the biggest L's, because I feel like that's something we should have seen, but we didn't pick up on. And I feel like when you're so far in it, like you're just, you don't recognize those things. And often it takes for you to take a step back and be like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one.
I'll jump in before you get into the next one.
Yeah.
I've said it a few times, but for me, registering a business, and it's crazy because I don't even know if I told you this, but in the space that we were gone, I got the letter in a post that Advice Limited has been officially taken off Companies House list, register. And that was like a bittersweet thing for me, because it's like, on one hand, I don't have to pay any more money.
Mm.
But on another, it's like, not only have I wasted money, but it's almost like, it almost kind of feel like you failed.
Yeah.
And I just need to re-strategize. Yeah. But that was like a bittersweet moment for me, because I knew it was the right thing to do to take Advice off. But at the same time, I had wished, I would never would have imagined that when I registered the business, I'd have to take it off a few years because it wasn't sustainable, because we had no clear business model.
Yeah, and that was another thing. I think when we realized that when we sat down with Bola, I can't remember what episode it was, but we sat down with Bola and afterwards, and like we were talking to him, and he's, in my opinion, like I say it all the time, but I feel like he's a genius and he knows his stuff. So like when we was asking him for advice, we were literally like, okay, what's our business model? And that's when we started thinking, do you want to go into subscriptions? What do you want to do? Do you know what I mean? Do we want to have a content wall or whatever? And it was like, that was something we'd never, ever probably thought about before that point. And it was like, we were doing all of these things, but we never thought, what is our business model and how do we achieve revenue?
Like, yeah, for sure. And it's funny because we started getting the best feedback and we started being the most happy once we remove that pressure from us where we need to make money. Because we each are trying to be the high flyers in our own careers, have our own personal lives and our own ventures. And when it became a case of, you know what, let's sit down and let's make the highest quality content that helps people as much as possible, everything else will flow.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we've been on the right trajectory.
Yeah, defo. And I think like when we decided to take a step back from everything else, because even
focusing on the podcast.
Yeah, we were
that was a big thing.
Should we, what are we doing? Like, what's our setup? Like, we were having meetings and then, do you know what I mean? It was just like, this ain't working. Like, we knew it wasn't working, but we were like,
we were used to it.
Yeah. So we just thought,
change is scary, man.
Yeah, it is. And then I think we just got to a point where we're just like, do you know what? Let's just focus on the podcast, because that's the most consistent thing we've done. And we just kind of put all our energy into like creating a better podcast.
Yeah. Because like, before it was very much like a
secondary.
It was like, let's just have something just to have something.
Yeah.
But that soon became our main thing. And now look at us here. So.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like the whole journey has led us to this point. And I just feel like there's going to be, I don't know, like, I'm not saying I don't know if I've ever had, like, when we had Let's Talk and stuff like that, I'd sit at the back of the room and I'd be like, can't believe like we're making this happen. And I feel like we have got more events to come. I feel like events is something that we definitely can do, but the podcast is like something I really think about often, and I'm just like, I feel like this is gonna go somewhere. And it's like, even if it doesn't or whatever, we get messages all the time, and like, and I said, like, I get recognized all the time, and so it's like, it's hitting somebody then, do you know what I mean? It's resonating with someone, and it's like, if it's only resonating with a couple hundred people, then I'm happy.
Yeah, and I said it earlier on, no matter how big or small you are, people are noticing. And there's so much value in knowing that you have a tribe and catering to that tribe.
Yeah.
Because you can have millions of followers, but if you launch a product, and this actually happened not long ago, there was an influencer, she had like millions of followers, launched a product, and then it failed because no one bought it. It's like, okay, but you don't have any engagement, you don't have any traction with your actual quote unquote. And that's why we always use the word community, because we truly believe that the people that kind of subscribe to our way of thinking and what we're trying to do, they're in it with us, and it's, you know, it's a community. You spoke about money. One of my regrets was just not thinking with my business hat. I'm a very emotional person, and I remember there was a time when a company basically wanted to give us money to advertise, but I can't remember what it was. They were saying stuff in an email that I thought was, they were being cheeky or something, and I was patronizing them. I didn't realize at the moment, but my approach was not the approach that a business who's being offered money would take, and they actually walked away and was like, fuck you then.
Yeah, and that's when I decided to take over the comms.
And that's what, it's so funny though, because it's like, on email, Benita can be like the most professional, but there are other situations where it's like, let me handle this one because Benita might punch someone.
Yeah, because honestly, like, I'm not with the shits. That's it. So I'm like that, like, a lot of the time at work as well, I just have to like call off, because I'm like, shall we go outside? If I feel like you're moving away with me, then I'll move away with you as well. So yeah, the professionalism is sometime-ish, but I think for me as well, like, I feel like one of the, not the biggest, but like another, not L, but I guess lesson more so, is like not thinking about the future of, like, the future landscape. So like, when you think about social, it's like, oh, what is like the next 5 years, what's that gonna look like for social or whatever? And like, I feel like if we again had that head where we were like, in 5 years, what are we gonna be doing, or what does what we're doing now look like? I feel like we would have, not quit, but we would have changed things a lot quicker, and we probably would have focused on the podcast a lot quicker. And I feel like that would have, I don't know if that would have elevated where we are now or whatever, but I just feel like not having that mindset of like, what does this look like 3, 4, 5 years down the line was a bit detrimental to our progress as well.
100%, 100%. It's just, we've done a lot of stuff for the love of things and like for the passion, but we didn't actually have an idea of what we were doing it for.
Yeah.
And that's just something that when you look back, you wish you could change. We were also kind of slaves to our own expectations and our own deadlines, because at one point we were like, we need to do episodes every week, like every other podcast. And we quickly realized
it's
not sustainable for us. Like the stuff that we talk about, it isn't something we can, firstly, we have our own lives. We have shit going on, but also we're not just talking and cracking jokes. Like, we're actually trying to recap sensitive times and break stuff down and talk very openly and honestly and make sure that it resonates with you guys.
Yeah.
So we moved to bi-weekly, and then we were like, actually, you know what? Even that's great, but in order for us to make the best content we can, why don't we take breaks to actually plan an overarching theme and have a season, which is where we've moved to seasons. And this is just literally one kicking off where we're just literally focusing on revealing and lifting the lid on the stuff that we don't speak about enough.
Yeah, so I feel like in the next, let's say, 10 episodes, we're aiming for 10 a season. I don't know, don't hold me to that. That might change. But we're aiming for 10 a season.
No, we're going to do 10 a season.
But every episode, I guess, is going to be talking about something that we don't speak about enough. And not just like, oh, let's talk about mental health or let's talk about money. Like, we're going in depth. Like, we're going to have people on the podcast who know their stuff and know what they're talking about.
For sure.
And yeah, we've already got some good guests booked in, and I'm excited to have them on and get their thoughts and stuff.
Yep. Just the last one before we kind of summarize some of our lessons. If you ever, like me, find yourself in a place where you are made unemployed, take that flipping unemployment money, because my pride cost me. I don't even know how much it is. Maybe it's like £50 a week. I don't know. Either way, that's money that I could have had, but I was doing up.
Oh no, I can't. I'm just way too good for that.
I was moving, like, to say there was any shame in getting money that I'm paying towards through taxes. So it's just, this is how the rich people stay rich. You need to learn how to play the system. Yeah. And that's something that in hindsight, I wish I could go back. But to summarize, the main things we've kind of gone through today, we spoke about some of the lessons that we've learned. So I spoke about having a team and like the good parts of that, as well as some of the challenges, importance of keeping it simple, consistency, and having a very strong brand. Benita, you spoke about a few things as well.
Yeah, so just kind of understanding kind of your business model and like the landscape that you're in, and kind of doing your due diligence and your research, and also like just understanding, you have to have a good understanding of what you're doing so you can relay that back to your audience or people you might want to invest into your business. I think that's a major key.
Yep. You also spoke about like the power of social media. That was key for how AdSpice grew. People will come along your journey, some will change up on you. Just be aware of that. Imitation doesn't flatter, but be prepped for it and just try and stay one step ahead of the curve. And I think that's it,
yeah.
I believe. In terms of lessons learned, obviously at this time, we always give flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Like to continue that, recognizing people.
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for time as well. We've been giving people their flowers, and I feel like now we're just doing it podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
But we stay appreciating people.
Yep.
But yeah, who are your flowers for?
My flowers are for some important people who, without them, we wouldn't be in this situation. And that is Ola and Natasha, because without them, like, there are so many stuff that went on behind the scenes, and right now it's me and Benita, but without them and without their help, we wouldn't even be in this place. And there was so much, like, they gave up so much and like invested so much in it, in terms of effort and energy, and I really just appreciate them, and they're still supporting us to this day, so it means a lot. What about you?
Yeah, I want to give my flowers to Victoria Sinisi. Okay. So, I actually met Victoria at Black History Month last year at MediaCom, because we invited her in to host a panel, and that's where I met her, and I just thought she was dope. And she hosts a podcast with Jazz called Black Girls Living, which is sick, so you guys need to listen to that. But I just feel like Ali mentioned her Twitter recently, but she's just she unapologetically like supports the Ad Vibes podcast.
And not a lot of people do. Yeah. Especially if you've got a blue tick next to your name.
Especially with you, and she's blue tick verified on both on Instagram and on Twitter. So for someone of like her to kind of
doesn't need to.
Yeah, who doesn't have to and knows that it's gonna its impact because her audience know like listen to her and she's a bit of an influencer. So it's so like, yeah, I just appreciate that because I feel like that's hard to come by these days. A lot of people don't want to help promote people that they genuinely like anymore unless it's they're getting something in return. And with her, it's just like all genuine. She's just a babe all around, I think.
And did you get any questions from the audience?
One was like, do you have a sound engineer?
No.
No, we don't have a sound engineer.
How are they offering to be a sound engineer?
Don't think so.
Oh. We don't know. Who did that come from?
Brian. BKH.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he know it? We very much welcome a sound engineer. I don't.
Would we?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think we need a sound engineer. Do you?
Well, according to some of the feedback we got recently.
Oh my God, the feedback. Anyway, no, I don't want to draw her out. She's hilarious.
I was not drawing her out. She drew you out.
She drew me out. Basically, she said that my laugh is shit.
No. She said that previous episodes of the Advice podcast, the sound quality is not great. And sometimes I'm talking quite low. And next thing you know, you're hearing Benita's extremely loud, high-pitched cackle.
I apologise for that often. I'm sorry.
Hopefully the sound is got a lot better.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think of the sound because we made some investments.
Yes, exactly.
So, again, like I keep saying, but the sound quality for me is, or the audio experience for me is like one of the most important things other than content. So we want to make sure that you guys are liking the sound.
Yeah, and like this episode was an interesting one. It's been a very interesting one. Mm. Let us know your thoughts. We can assure you like the season, like this is almost like a introduction into
season 4.
Yes,
because from now on we're probably going to have a guest on. There's going to be very few times it'll just be me and you, right?
Yeah, because...
So, yeah, we just want to make this a sick experience. We want to deliver content to you guys that helps you and kind of unpack some of the things that we can't talk about on a daily basis.
Yes.
Which is lit.
Yes.
So I'm excited for season 4.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Dropping on a Sunday with our next episode. We've got some great guests lined up. As always, follow us at AdSvice. Get involved in the conversation using hashtag AdSvice podcast.
It's been too long.
That's how you know it. Honestly, hashtag AdSvice podcast. Rusty.
Get involved in the conversation. And if you liked this episode, or if you liked any episode actually, please go to iTunes and leave a review because that helps us a lot.
Cheeky review, cheeky comment. Tell a friend. But, yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Peace.